breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
The fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature that warded off my first attempt at bronchial dysfunction this fall. I had the little just a couple of days ago, and I just powered up. I went from my 3-3 of fruits and veggies. I went to 10-10 for 2 days straight. And I am as clear as a bell. And friends, this is like going on the fifth year that I've been able to do that. And I'm so, yes, when we say this segment is powered, KMC is powered by fruits and veggies. That's why I believe in it so much. 800-246-8751. Right now, get the very best offer they have, plus free shipping. You're going to be glad you did. Dr. Douglas Howard rejoins us. Dr. Howard, I know that you're a scientist, so you like to study the numbers, you look at the data. You know, there's this controversy about the Ukraine. Not sure you've heard about it because I know you're traveling all over the universe, but the average person in the Ukraine makes about $345 a month. Joe Biden's son was making somewhere between $50,000 and $200,000 a month. See, those are big numbers, but they're big compared to the small number that that the Ukrainian people make. I saw this number that I'm about to ask you about, and my jaw nearly fell out of my head. There was a study released this last week that says that up to 25% of Americans have never eaten a single vegetable. Dr. Douglas Howard, you have to respond to this. What does this mean?
You know, I could be speechless, except I survey people every single day. I have for years, for 20 years, I've been taking dietary surveys. This is not a shock to me. And here's the thing. Here's the other thing that's even worse than this. When they, what they're calling vegetables, is if they even ate an iceberg lettuce salad, or if they even ate French fries and potato chips, are still considered vegetables.
Yeah, I noticed the most popular one they said was corn, and then they counted potatoes as a close second. And I'm like, well, okay, I guess technically they are vegetables, but we kind of think of them as starches, kind of in the more the like the grain and the carbohydrate category. Doc, the actual veggies, they're not getting any of them.
Yeah, corn is kind of in the limbo there anyway, between grains and vegetables anyways. And it gets down to, you know, 89% of the people have never, haven't eaten carrots. Carrots. But here's the kicker to me on all of this, really. If you really, before we, I'm going to hit this instead of the end first, because it just kills me on this. And I've seen this time and time again. How many people do you think buy vegetables? Because we all know they're good for us, right? I mean, you know vegetables are good for you, right?
Yeah, we buy them in the McCullough house, yes.
And anybody, I mean, even college students, they're walking down through the aisles and something will just trigger in them instead of that mac and cheese and that top ramen, you know, maybe I should get some vegetables. And guess what? More than 25% of people say they rot in the fridge before they get to them.
Ah.
And nearly 90% of the people say frequently part of the vegetables they will purchase rot in the fridge before they can finish them. They don't even get to them. And 25% of people, let me see what this survey says, but that's been what I've studied in the past. Okay, this one says 20% aren't even sure of how to cook them.
Yeah.
They don't even know how to cook a vegetable. And then 22% say they just find it takes too long to prepare them. It's just not worth it. Isn't that crazy? And then there's the other side that says they're too expensive for them to buy, yet 25% of them rot, a quarter of them rot in the fridge.
So, well, I think it demonstrates clearly that the priorities are not, at least in a large swath of the population, they're not tuned into the value that the vegetables would bring into their life if they would just choose to go down that path. And Doc, you know, you and I have talked a lot about this. The food producers in America, they have a lot of influence over preservatives and other things that they put into those processed things that kind of make our bodies crave those more instead of the good stuff. But when you get on the fruits and veggies, you start to crave those things.
Oh, and actually, there's a food science for things like fast food industry that you go to, that they learn what chemicals they can put in, make them addicted basically to the burger and to those and to their new recipes and stuff, and what will make them want to eat it again. There's a whole science you take in school. It's a degree. I will tell you this, we didn't have to do that in fruits and veggies, in real fruits and veggies and balance of nature. God did that for us, so that was good. But I am going to go back to one number before this.
Okay.
Because I know this is going to resonate with people. Nearly 3/4 of people surveyed said they wish they ate more vegetables than they do. And I believe that resonates with most people. And over 2/3 of the people said they feel guilty when they don't have produce with their meal. So two-thirds of the American public say they feel guilty with every meal that they don't have it, and 75% of them aren't even eating it. If you're one of those people feeling that guilt, this feeling that I'm here to free you of the guilt, because we can help you get those fruits and veggies, and with time, your cravings will become greater, and it'll become worth the time to prepare a fruit and vegetable. You'll realize it's not that difficult. And with time, they won't rot in your fridge because you'll be craving them. You'll go, ooh, I bought that. I want that. We have all the time. People call us up and they'll say, you know, my husband is now asking me to make broccoli for him. I'm not making this up. This is an exact situation we hear all the time. My husband's asking me to prepare broccoli for him. He's never eaten broccoli in our married life. Could that have something to do with these fruits and vegetables? And our answer is always yes. Because when you get the good nutrients in there that you need, it will start, your body starts craving what it needs instead of craving, you know, just like with smoking. If you smoke, your body will crave the chemicals in that because it thinks that's what's going to help it. Well, once you get on fruits and vegetables, it starts craving the chemistry in the proper fruits and vegetables, and your appetite will change.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, Doc, that's why I am the biggest advocate I can be for fruits and veggies. Friends, they literally power my life, my immune system, my energy level. Everything that I need has changed dramatically because I started the health path 4 years ago. 5 years ago to go down this stretch, and it's changed everything. It's changed how I eat. It's changed how I crave food, and I'm a healthier person. As I've said so many times, Doc, I don't get that seasonal bronchitis. And, you know, we moved this last year, and I was kind of thinking in the new house, we've got some new vegetation around the house. I don't know how the pollen's going to be as the things are dying down and stuff. And we've had some wind here in the tri-state area. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to see, you know, what it's going to be like. And I, sure enough, you know, last week I got a little sniffle that was coming on. I just powered up to the 10 and 10, and it just knocked it right out. And friends, I'm not saying it will do it for you, but you'll have a greater chance of it doing it for you than if you don't try it. So 800-246-8751. Go ahead, Doc.
I'm just wanted to say I'm proud of you because you know what? You did what I asked you to do. You did what the health coaches asked you to do, and it's worked. Yeah. And that's the key, is follow through with, get your health coach. Get him to help you. Follow it through.
Yeah. And those don't cost anything, friend. When you call today, if you become a customer, you get a health coach for you, and they're there for you. Once again, that number is 800-246-8751. Doc, always appreciate your input. Even if you're calling us from Hungary today, take care and be well and be back soon.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back with my final thoughts. Don't go away.